Nancy Switzen spent a decade caring for her mother and describes the cost as astronomical. The two women lived together, and while Nancy worked full-time, she would place her mother in adult daycare.
She'd be the first one to arrive at adult daycare, and the last one I would pick up at the end of the day.
Daycare was expensive, but necessary for socialization and daily care that Nancy sometimes had trouble providing. As her mother's illness progressed, Nancy took out a home equity loan to support the cost of one project each year, like a walk-in shower and a wheelchair ramp. Eventually, she needed a new vehicle just to keep getting her mother to daycare.
And the used 5-year-old wheelchair van that I purchased was more than I even earned in a year.
When her mother passed away in 2005, Nancy was deep in debt. And despite the cost, she says it was worth it because keeping her mother at home was important for both of their well-being.
And when I would say to her, "Where's home?" she maybe didn't know the exact street, but she would say, like, "Right here." I believe in her heart, even with a severe dementia, she knew she was home.
Nancy's story isn't unique. Across Western New York, an estimated 55,000 people live with dementia-related illness, 400,000 in the state. But thanks to the new grant, the services Nancy and her mother depended on will not only continue, but may expand. Things like support groups, education classes, and a 24/7 helpline.
Because at 2 in the morning, when you have an issue, you need to reach out, and they're there for all these people.
Nancy's experience and the help she received drove her to become a devoted advocate for the Alzheimer's Association. The Western New York chapter's executive director, Leilani Pelletier, describes Nancy as the perfect picture of what an advocate can do. She brings her passion for the cause to lobbying, letter writing, fundraising, and dyeing frosting purple in bakeries across Western New York. She says being a caregiver to her mother was the hardest but most rewarding thing she's ever done. And fortunately, she had support.
And without the association, I never could have got through it. So I'm just hoping that I can help make a difference with this horrible illness.
Avery Schneider, WBFO News.